Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
An unstoppable day. How's it going out there in Blog Talk Radio land, or if you're watching live on Facebook Live? It's the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. I'm your host, Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge with Unstoppable Coaching Services, where we help you create your vision, we help you implement your vision, and more importantly, we hold you accountable to making that vision a reality. And as the host of the Unstoppable Story Show, we are talking to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. So thank you guys for so much for joining us again and joining us each and every week on the Unstoppable Story Show. We are sponsored this month by the Unwelcome Committee. The Unwelcome Committee with Maureen Bobo, Chastity Williams, and Khadija Ali. The story of three women who have gone through the loss of a loved one, and they've used that loss to power themselves to their purpose, to helping other women, other spouses who have lost a loved one, go from loss to purpose. So you can check them out at theunwelcomecommittee.com. Thank them so much for being a sponsor on the Unstoppable Story Show. Well, you know what? If you're watching on Facebook Live, I'm sporting my Cubby Blue this evening. Chicago Cub fan all day, every day, do or die. They are going to be doing the World Series this year. I know I can feel it. But in addition to that, I want to make sure that we're talking about a very poignant, a very touching topic, and that is domestic violence. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month here this month of October, and we want to make sure that we keep people aware of this tragic thing that's happening in the world, not just in America, but there are cases of domestic violence all over the world. And we've got some very powerful women that are going to speak to us this evening about domestic violence. And we want to make sure that you're joining the conversation as well. If you know of a loved one or a friend or just someone you may know that has experienced domestic violence or may be going through domestic violence right now, and they just don't know how to get out, how to get away, how to start over, and how to walk in their true purpose, then we want you to be listening to this show, and we want you to encourage them to listen to the show as well. If you're watching me on Facebook Live right now, like Lisa Halls is, then we want you to go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories. And then you can listen live, or you can join the conversation by calling in to 323-870-3764. That is 323-870-3764. We're going to jump right into the conversation. But first, I wanted to share some statistics about domestic violence. You know, they say on average, and this is according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner. And yes, let's not get it twisted. That is usually where domestic violence begins. It's with an intimate partner. And an intimate partner doesn't have to just be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Intimate partner could be a family member, could be a mother or a father to their child. It could be a brother, sibling on sibling, any type of domestic abuse. This is what we're talking about this evening. I put a statistic on Facebook early this evening that said 1 in 4 women and one out of every seven men are victims of domestic violence. And that number just continues to grow. And, you know, I like to say that one victim is one victim too many. So we want to talk about this. We want to talk about domestic violence, and we not just want to talk about it for awareness. We want to talk about it for solutions. And we hope that you will leave this conversation tonight recognizing that, like most tragedies in life, domestic violence is not the end. Domestic violence is just a chapter in your story, and you can live beyond domestic violence. But first, you've got to be aware of it. You've got to take steps to get away from it. And then you've got to understand that you are still worthy of living the life and having the life that you dreamed of, despite the pain you've gone through. Shout out to Sasha Hall for joining in. Shout out to Samuel St. Louis, who's also joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you guys for joining the Unstoppable Story Show. So I want to introduce our first guest to you. And I, you know what, if I get a little choked up during this conversation, you've got to charge it to my heart, not my head, because I've had the opportunity to really get to know this young lady over the past couple of years. This young lady out of the Arizona area has a smile that lights up not just the room, not just the house, not just the block, but lights up the city. But when I met her, she wasn't always smiling because she was still going through some things. And see, we often say that when you're going through something, you can't see the picture because you're part of the frame. See, this young lady, we were seeing the greatness that was exuding from her, but all she could see was the blockage that was inside of her. But but God. God sent angels into her life from the left, from the right, from the up, from the down, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. He sent angels into her life that was able to now show her more of who she was, who she is, instead of who she was. And she had courage, and she had desire, and she had a burning desire inside of her called purpose to share her story with the rest of the world. And now she is the author of the Amazon best-selling book. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, I'm going to pull up the picture again. The Amazon best-selling book, The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore, From Abuse to Abundance. Hello, somebody. Let me bring in our first guest for the night from the Arizona area, Lisa Hall. Lisa, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, pretty woman, for being on the show this evening. How are you?
I am phenomenal.
I love that word. I love that word. So you are the author of the book, The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore. Tell us about this book and tell us why you decided to write this book.
Okay. So when I was writing my story, and I was encouraged by a friend of mine to write about my journey, at first I didn't think that my story would impact as many as it has. And as I was writing my story, I didn't realize that before I had written my book that my journey started when I was a child. My father was abusive to my mom, and so my journey is to be able to let children and parents know that domestic violence is real, that it's affecting not only each other, but it's affecting your children. And if they don't break the cycle now, then it's going to get to their children to hopefully break that cycle. I stayed in my relationship with my marriage for 8 years. I saw my mom go through it, and my mom endured it for a long time and many years, and I figured if she could endure it, so could I. And it took me seven times to leave six times to leave my husband before I finally walked away the seventh time for good. And I don't know if you're familiar with the statistics, but the statistics are that it does take a person who is being abused in a domestic violence relationship to leave seven times before they finally walk away for good. And through my journey, I had lost myself. I lost my self-worth. It was all taken from me. I didn't know who I was anymore. And I had to learn to rebuild myself up again. I had to figure out who I was again and figure out what my true purpose was. Many times through, even after I left him, my husband, I was lost. I had four children, being a single mom, and for many years he would tell me that, you know, that I'm not going to make it without him, and different thoughts, different things that he would say to me still stayed with me even after I left him, that I wasn't going to be successful, and so those thoughts kept replaying in my head, and there was many times that I had hit rock bottom, that I wanted to give up, and I attempted to give up. I had attempted three times in my life committing suicide, and thankfully God's plan was bigger than mine was, and I was unsuccessful with it, and I'm now here to be able to tell my story.
And I so appreciate you. You know, I came to know you about 2 years ago through our connections with the Men of Vision. And at that time, as I said earlier, you couldn't see the picture because you were part of the frame. But for us who were looking at you, we couldn't have any idea what was going on behind the cover of the book that you showed us. Because someone who's going through domestic violence, they don't share that easily with outsiders or with strangers, do they?
No. No, not at all.
Why do you think that is?
Afraid of judgment, afraid of so many people would always tell me when I was going through it, why don't you leave him? You could be so much better off, you know, if you just left him, you could be happier. If you just left him, you could do this. And each time that I left, it was broken promises, you know, we'll get counseling, we'll do this, we'll do that. And I kept coming back and kept coming back, hoping that it was going to get better, hoping that I held on to hope, and yet every time I was let down. And it wasn't until I walked away, you know, it's out of fear. It's out of fear. You know, we fear people knowing what we're going through. So we put a smile on our face and we let the world know that everything is great, and our life is down. It's really not. Behind closed doors, it's not.
Wow. So you wrote the book, The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore. Tell us, talk to us about the chapters. What's in the book, The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore, that our listeners and our viewers on Facebook Live should really focus on in your book?
So The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore stems from my addiction. My addiction was cutting. A lot of people's coping addictions are either drugs or alcohol, and that's how they deal and cope with what they're going through, and whether it's abuse or depression or whatever they're going through, that's what they deal with. And when I was going through my depression and anxiety and very dark places in my life, I turned to cutting, and that was my coping skill, or not skill, but that was my coping mechanism at that time. It wasn't until the last time that I attempted suicide is when I said, you know what, I've had enough. Enough is enough. And, you know, God's purpose is much bigger than mine, and He saved me from allowing that to go through. You know, I needed to be here for my children. I needed to be here to be able to tell my story and to bring hope to others. That's my whole purpose, is to bring hope to others that no matter how many times they fall and how many times they hit rock bottom, that there's hope in coming to the top. And I just, you know, I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. As I said, I am so thankful that you have decided to come on and to tell this story and to be vulnerable. And it's a different type of vulnerability. You know, we think about the vulnerability of you having to endure the violence that you went through. But now it's a vulnerability that is full of strength, full of courage, as Gwen Cunningham Jones is saying on Facebook Live. So, you know, take your time. And if you have to cry, go ahead and cry, because I know now that because you are where you are right now, that those aren't tears of pain. Those are tears of joy.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. But really, I want to be able to give others hope, you know, that there is light at the end of that dark tunnel. And I know how dark it is, but there is light, and that they aren't alone. Many people now come to me and ask me, what advice can I give? I have a family. I have a friend. I've got somebody that's going through, that's in a domestic violence relationship right now. What advice can I give them? What can I do for them? And my advice to each of them is, there's nothing that you can do but listen. That's all we've ever wanted, was for somebody to listen to us. We don't want to hear it's time to leave. We don't want to hear that you'd have such a better life. You'd be so much better off. Just sit there and listen to them. Even if you hear the same story over and over and over, if they know that they can confide in you and they know that that you'll just listen and you won't judge them, that's really what they want.
Wow. So listening is really important to someone who's going through this. Do you feel like people don't tend to listen to victims of domestic violence because they go back so many times?
They're going to go back to them. They're going to go back to, you know, their spouse or that relationship again, you know, and so why should I listen this time? So, but just don't give up. Don't give up on them and just listen to them. That's the key to being able to be there for somebody who's going through it.
Okay. All right. So we are going to talk to you as we go through. We're going to get some more tips from you as from the book, the Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore by Lisa Hall, one of our special guests tonight on the Unstoppable Story Show. But I want to bring in, after we do a commercial break, I want to bring in our other guests this evening and get another perspective on domestic violence, get an idea of where we go from here. You know, Lisa just talked about listening is important to someone who's going through domestic violence, but we want to give more solutions. We want from the people who have actually gone through it and have found their purpose in their pain. So you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge. We'll be right back after this quick commercial.
Hey, I'm Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Lefteridge, and I'm inviting you out to the Rein In Your Unstoppable Purpose Conference in Chicago, Illinois on October 29th, 2016 at the Sheraton O'Hare Hotel. We're going to help you learn how to find your purpose. Then we're going to help you learn how to feed into your purpose. And then ultimately, we're going to help you fuel your purpose. Those three things are going to help you create the mindset for running with your purpose. It's going to give you the tools and the abilities to actually walk in your purpose, and then it's going to show you how to network and collaborate with other people so that you can fuel your purpose to the next level of your greatness. Now, we want you to register right now by going to bit.ly/reinin your unstoppable purpose. We're going to have seminars, we're going to have workshops, and we're going to have vendors there, all working to help you walk in your purpose. So we'll see you October 29th at the Sheraton O'Hare, Chicago for the Rein In Your Unstoppable Purpose Conference. See you there.
Yes, indeed. We want you to come out to the Rein In Your Unstoppable Purpose Conference October 29th here in Chicago, Illinois at the Chicago Sheraton O'Hare Hotel, where we're going to help you find your purpose, just like our guests have found their purpose tonight. We're going to help you feed your purpose, to get the skills, to get the skill sets, to get the training that you need to actively walk in your purpose. And then, of course, we're going to help you fuel your purpose by teaching you how to network and utilize social media like we're doing on Facebook Live and like we're doing on Blog Talk Radio to effectively get your message out so that people can see your purpose and help you walk in your purpose. You can go register right now at bit.ly/rain in your unstoppable purpose and get more details about the conference here in Chicago on October 29th. We're back with the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, and we've been talking to our guest, Lisa Hall, but we're going to bring in our second guest tonight. Our second guest is a woman that I just had the opportunity to meet a couple of weeks ago in the Georgia area while I was down at the Black Belt Speakers Training Camp. Shout out to Dr. Reuben West, who is on Facebook Live watching the show right now. Shout out to Dr. Ed Womack of Man Rise Up. Check out his radio show on Saturday mornings, Man Rise Up Radio. Shout out to Sue Landia Hammond, Sue Ham, baby, from South Carolina. I hope you guys are safe down there in the South Carolina area after a Hurricane Matthew has come through. Thank you, especially for what you guys are going through. Thank you for taking some time to listen to and watch the Unstoppable Stories show. Well, this other lady from the Georgia area was just a firecracker when I met her, and she was on fire for purpose. And her purpose is to also help young mothers and help children who are victims of domestic violence. And she's doing it through her nonprofit program, Positioned with Purpose. And I was so glad that I had the opportunity to meet her. And I tell you, nothing happens by coincidence. So you guys, if you don't get anything else from this call, recognize that nothing happens by coincidence. God knew that this show was going to happen tonight, and God knew that her voice needed to be on this call. So without further ado, we are going to welcome to the Unstoppable Story Show, Louisa L.B. Lee. L.B., are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Terrence. Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me on your show. And
I'm
excited. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So, Louisa, L.B., as you like to be called, tell our audience a little bit about you and about your nonprofit, Positions with Purpose.
Okay. Position with Purpose is our headquarters is actually in Atlanta, Georgia. We just relocated to Los Angeles, and we're going to be doing partnerships with some people in New York as well. And we will be actually having an event back in Atlanta on October the 20th. We're going to be feeding the homeless downtown Atlanta. Position with Purpose is a program of hope for teen mothers. Actually, we're global. We do online classes through Facebook, online. We work with mothers from the ages of 14 to 19. We have been established since 2008. We are a nonprofit organization. And we partner with other organizations in Atlanta, New York, and recently in Los Angeles. And we are reaching out also to other communities, working with the homeless, working with less fortunate families, working with single moms, working with single dads, teen dads, working with programs with bullying, and also what we're talking about tonight, domestic violence.
So tell us your story, because you, and again, I understand that no matter how far away you get from the story, that it can still be painful. So I appreciate you and I applaud you for your courage to even come on the show tonight to talk about such a sensitive topic. But if you will, if you can, tell us a little bit about your personal story of domestic violence.
Well, You're right, Terrence. This is a subject and a topic that normally I like to push back under the rug. But I just recently, in the past 2 years, opened up a little bit more about it because I had to accept the fact that it was domestic violence. And a lot of times we are in denial. We feel guilty about certain relationships that were not healthy and not realizing that our story can help someone else. This is a topic that I do get emotional about. If I go into, you know, depth, I just, I'm in the process of finishing up a book. The title of my book is called Shut the Hell Up, which will basically give a little bit more insight of what I had to go through in my marriage.
Okay.
Domestic violence to me is something that it's a touchy subject. For me, it started my junior year in high school. I met a guy my junior year in high school, position with purpose actually developed from this story. Because by the time it was time for me to graduate from high school, I was pregnant. So I was a teen mom. And that's how Position with Purpose came about. I was a teen mom. I was struggling, depressed, suicidal thoughts, frustrated, angry, and embarrassed because I come from a good Christian home. I come from a home where I had both my parents, and I was also ashamed. And the father at that time, during my pregnancy, he was incarcerated, which made things a little bit difficult. And by the time I had my son, you know, he wasn't there. And so once he got out of incarceration, I'm, you know, still dealing with low self-esteem and embarrassment and raising a child and things like that. I thought the best thing to do was to get married. And to be honest with you, I'm quite sure the people around me thought the same thing because it would keep down the embarrassment. It would keep down the shame. I was raised in church and, right. You know, you have church people looking and, you know God and they wondering, okay, here you are pregnant. How did this happen? You know, just so many things, you know, that I was up against. So to be honest with you, I knew the marriage was not supposed to happen, but I did it. And I did it because my self-esteem was low. I was a mess. He was just coming out of incarceration. He was a mess. So here you are with two people. Here you are, two people that are a mess, and we have a baby. So the best thing I thought to do once married was to just bury myself in church and in the Word of God. And that's what I did. Throughout, you know, my marriage, I was in church. He was in church. He was in music, I was singing, and then throughout that process, I come into the knowledge that the Word of God, and then I discovered. I answered the call of being called into ministry throughout, you know, my marriage. And to be honest with you, Terrence, I think this is what kept me during the situation because if it wasn't for God, I probably wouldn't be here. Whether right. I took my own life or whether he took my life or whether I took his life. So it was the fact that, you know, the calling that was on my life, I answered and I listened to the Holy Spirit throughout the marriage at times. You know, there were times when I was angry and I didn't listen at all. But if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have made it through. You know, I wouldn't be here, to be honest with you.
So now let me ask you this. So there was violence before you got married, correct?
Correct.
Was there violence? Did the violence continue after you got married?
It did. It did. And there were numerous times that the police were called and, you know, arrest was made. It got really bad, you know, to the point to where outside of, you know, things where he went outside the marriage, which caused more domestic violence, and a young lady was killed, and you know it was just we had to hide out because our lives were threatened. It was just I just felt like my life was just in turmoil, and then it came a point, to be honest with you, I you know, when I was pregnant as a teen mom, because, you know, it was a struggle. But when I got married and going through domestic violence, the suicidal thought really hit me a lot of times because I felt like I couldn't get out. And like the young lady spoke before, when you go back and you constantly go back and you constantly go back, then people don't want to believe you. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to help you. Then you have some people that are there to tell you what to do, and that's where the book comes from, because they'll tell you what to do, and they come there. There was times when I just wanted to say shut the hell up, because I just want to get out. I just want you to help me out. And sometimes people don't understand. They'll tell you what they would do, but they won't help you get out.
Wow.
And that was a struggle. I you know, my dad helped me. He listened to a lot. He cried with me a lot. And then I had a best friend. She's passed away, but she would be on the phone with me all night crying because she experienced domestic violence. And so she would beg me and, you know, to get out and do, you know, do this and do that. And if it wasn't for them, I don't know what I would have done, you know, besides God.
Wow. And, you know, I don't claim to know personally about domestic violence, so I won't even say how it must have felt to be in either one of those situations, your situation or Lisa's situation. But I see the commonality in both of what you guys were saying. Lisa said that the number one thing that she would tell to anyone going through domestic violence is that they just want someone to listen. And then you, right on the other side of it, says you just want someone to shut the hell up and help me. And I think it's important for us who have not gone through what you two ladies have gone through to understand that. You don't need judgment. You don't need a lecture. You don't need to be told what to do. You need support. You need a listening ear. And then when you are ready to make that move, you need somebody who's ready to move with you and move in your favor. Is that a summation?
Yes, it definitely is. And, you know, I think being in church, you know, we hide behind church a lot in religion, and you'll be surprised how many church people are going through domestic violence, parents. You'll be surprised, and we hide behind that. We go to church and we put on a different look, and then when we go home, we have to experience something totally different. And I think we put on this show, like, you know, we were a happy couple in church and everything was fine. You know how you if you turn on your TV and you hear about a domestic story, and the first thing the neighbor says is, they look so happy together. Oh, it's just a beautiful couple. I never would have thought he'd kill her. And sometimes we put on that picture like everything's okay because we don't think anybody will listen.
Wow. Lisa, you're still here with us. I want you to jump in on this. Talk to us who have not experienced domestic violence, and talking about what you said earlier, listen, and then what LB is saying, shut the hell up, and then help me out. Was that your experience as well, or was yours a little different in what you needed at the time?
That was my experience as well. I had a really good friend of mine, my best friend, who was there for me. She was there, she listened, but I just, you know, I'm right there with her. I'm right there with her, you know.
Yes.
I am. I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
give me resources, give me something. Give me something that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were times that I was, for 2.5 months, my kids and I, we were homeless, and we were homeless on the street, and then we went into a shelter, you know, after we left, and it was hard. It was hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And family, you know, some family was there, and others turned their back on us, we, you know, it was like we took their advice and we left, and then we were left with no support. You know, we
okay.
were left with or left with not as much support as we were promised when we got out. So I don't know if you experienced that as well, but that's how it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is deep. I want to take another break, and then I want to spend the rest of our time talking about solutions from you guys, because you guys, unfortunately, you have to go through a tragedy to become an expert for others, and that's what I think you two ladies are. You guys are experts for people who are going through it now, and so I want to definitely get some common sense solutions from you guys. We've got some questions in the Facebook Live room, and we've got some calls on the queue. If you want to join the conversation, come on, give us a call at 323-870-3764. That's 323-870-3764. You can hit the number 1 on your call button, and then that'll put you in the queue, and we'll get you on the call with LB and Lisa Hall. But we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back with the Unstoppable Story Show. We're talking domestic violence, finding your purpose through the pain. We'll be right back.
The Unstoppable Story Show is sponsored by the Unwelcome Committee. Follow the journey of three women through one of life's most difficult challenges, becoming a young widow. Maureen Bobo, Chastity Williams, and Khadija Ali share three different perspectives of how becoming a widow and dealing with the process of grief changed their lives forever. To get your copy of the Unwelcome Committee book, go to theunwelcomecommittee.com.
Hi, my name is Sade Jarrett. I'm from Rain Falls, where simplicity makes the biggest statement. I am inviting you out October 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to Rain Into Your Unstoppable Purpose Conference at the Sheraton Chicago O'Hare in Rosemont, Illinois, where we're going to have vendors, workshops. We're going to provide you with tools to help you with your business and motivate and inspire you. You can register online at bit.ly/rain, which is REIGN, and your unstoppable purpose all together, where you can go ahead and get your tickets, and we hope to see you there.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, with our guest tonight, Lisa Hall, author of the book, The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore. And then we've got Louisa L.B. Lee, who is the CEO of Positioned with Purpose, a nonprofit helping young women and young mothers who have been victims of domestic violence. Thank you guys in Facebook Live for listening and watching the broadcast. Samuel St. Louis, he had a question that I want to pose to you two ladies as we go into talking about solutions, and then we'll take a phone call. Is that okay with you guys?
Absolutely.
All right. So Samuel asks, what are the red flags someone should look for in a relationship that might show or let you know that there is a possibility of domestic violence in this relationship? And why don't we start with you, Lisa?
So the red flags would be keeping to themselves, very quiet, reserved, kind of trying to, you can see the pain in somebody's eyes, even though they're smiling through it all, you can still see the pain. So just, you know, if you feel it or if you've heard it, just, you know, just pull them aside, talk to them, and just let them know that if they're going through it, then talk, you know, that you're there for them through it all. That would be my advice, be able to see through the red flag. LB, I don't know what you have.
LB, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
So what would you say the red flags are in a relationship that someone should be wary of that it might lead to domestic violence?
I would say disrespect.
When you're in a relationship with someone and there's consistent disrespect on a regular basis, that to me that could lead to domestic violence because it's an unhealthy relationship. When you to me a domestic violence person that does this type of act is a person that's angry, and you can easily trigger this person by saying things. You can easily trigger this person by doing things that they don't like. And if you, like I was discussing before, if you're in a relationship and you've been hit once, then you're going to be hit twice. You're going to be hit three times. And when you, if you're in a relationship where you're being disrespected, when you're being words are being verbally used, when you're called out of your name, those are signs of leading to domestic violence. So,
wow. Very good comments.
And a lot of times we see those things.
Very good comments by both of you. You know, I did some research and I wanted to throw out some facts that, you know, speaking of Lisa, who's in the Arizona area, I found this just disheartening that in Arizona, when it comes to being charged with domestic violence, first and second time domestic violence offenders, they aren't even charged with the crime of domestic violence. They're charged with a lesser offense, and then they've given a domestic violence tag or a domestic violence flag is added on to the other charge. So they don't highlight the fact that this is an incident of domestic violence. They kind of, it almost feels like they sweep it under the rug and then charge with something else. I don't know why that is, but I think that is just horrible. And they, in 2014, 109 domestic violence related deaths occurred in Arizona. That's just in Arizona. When you look at the Georgia area, Georgia ranks ninth in the nation for the rate in which women are killed by men. Ninth out of 50 states, 51 if you count Puerto Rico. And in 2013, 29,779 victims were served in the Georgia area because they were victims of domestic violence. 29,000 people. We got to do something about this, y'all. We can't continue to let this epidemic continue to happen to our beautiful brothers and sisters. And I do say brothers and sisters because, as I said, one in four women are victims, but also one in seven men are victims. So it's not just men against women. It's women against men. It's women against other women. And it's men against other men. So there's elder abuse as well. That's another form of domestic violence that we've got to open our eyes to and become aware of. So I thank you too for standing in the gap for this. Let's take a phone call and see if we got a question from the audience. So we've got a caller from the 773 area code ending in the numbers 1997. You're on the Unstoppable Story Show. Tell us your name and if you have a question or comment.
Yes, this is Daniela.
Caller from the 773 area code ending in 1997. You're live on the Unstoppable Story Show. Who's on the line?
Hello, Terrence. This is Daniela. How are you?
Hey, Daniela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing as well as we can talking about this topic tonight. Do you have a question or a comment about the topic we're talking about tonight, Daniela?
Absolutely. Just wanted to say to the two ladies, you know, I congratulate you and definitely applaud you for recognizing what the situation was and being able to walk away. You know, just being the women of power and not letting your circumstances define you. And, you know, I just say, you know, just applaud you both.
Thank you.
You didn't make your life a part of the statistics. You're a survivor. You survived it. You went through it. So for that, I take my hat off to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Daniela Hopkins Coffee, she's not just just someone calling in. She also works with the domestic violence community here in the city of Chicago. Is that not right, Daniela?
Yes, we had an event this past weekend. The name of my organization is called For Serious Woman. That simply means there's a mystery to our virtue. And we had an event this past weekend where we worked with 4 to 5 different not-for-profit organizations that were survivors of domestic violence. And to hear their story was mind-blowing of the things that they endured, and they didn't look like what they had come out of. And just sitting here listening to Lisa and to, I'm sorry, the other young lady's name I missed, I apologize. Ms. LB. Just sitting here listening to your stories of, and even listening to the lady's stories that was there on this past Saturday, of how many women, we don't understand how many people are going through this behind closed doors.
Exactly.
As women, we're taught to get up, put makeup on, make ourselves look beautiful for the world. And, you know, but when we go home, that stuff comes off. And then the real, real us has to be identified. So, you know, and in a lot of times in relationships, because I've been in an abusive relationship before, and, you know, I had become emotionally paralyzed to the point that, you know, I was in it and didn't want to admit what it was because
exactly.
I had become used to it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you love that person so much, and, you know, it's almost like somebody has, you know, your mind becomes distorted. It becomes tainted with the things that they say to you so much to the point you lose your identity. You lose who you are. So, like I said, I'm not going to take up any more time. You know, ladies, I take my hat off to you because we, even though we're listeners and we hear this story, they don't understand what it's like to come through it. And even there's still days today that there's still some struggles. There's still some
mm-hmm.
things that you look back and you say, you know, even though the book says, the book may put out, I made it, but no, I haven't made it, I'm making it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, this domestic violence, like many other trials and tribulations that we go through, it doesn't always end after the victimization is over. You know, sometimes I've worked with battered women's shelters. I've worked with homeless shelters. I've worked with women with children who were going through substance abuse. And one thing, unfortunately, remains common and consistent. Even after the victimization is over, we can still carry a victim mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for people to recognize and also be aware of, because even though you are not physically being hit anymore, even though you are not mentally being shamed anymore, even though you are not being dragged or pulled or your kids aren't being threatened, if you still carry that person that you were in your head after the physical act is over, then you are still a victim to the violence. But now you're the person that is creating the victimization. And we have to be aware of that. We have to be able to tell our women. We have to be able to tell our men. We have to be able to tell people who are going through and have come out on the other side that don't carry the baggage with you when you come out. You've
exactly.
got to leave all that behind. Lisa, talk to me about that. Talk to me about leaving the baggage behind after you have now come out on the other side.
It has definitely been a challenge. It has definitely been a challenge. But I can now share my story from a place of power instead of a place of pain. And because I'm able to do that, I'm able to help others in their journey.
and help others in finding that light and bringing hope to them. Do you ever leave it truly behind? I don't think that you ever do. You just learn how to cope with it, and you learn how to move past it in your life. It's always going to be there. You're never going to be able to release it because there's going to be certain situations in your life or certain things that come up, you know, and anniversary dates or something like that, and it's, it may not be a good anniversary date, but it's an anniversary date, and so you're always going to have that baggage. You're always going to have those memories, but you have to learn to be able to. You have to learn to be able to release it. You know, you can't hang on to it fully, but you have to be able to learn to release it so that you can move on and you can heal.
Excellent advice. Daniela, before we let you go, I want you to give us the information again about your organization, because again, as we can see from this show, it's not just happening in Arizona. It's not just happening in Georgia. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Iowa. It's happening in Idaho. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in Massachusetts. There's no place that you can possibly go to where it probably hasn't happened or isn't currently happening at that time. So it's important that we all connect, and I hope that you three will collaborate because you're all working in the same circles. Daniela, how can they get in contact with you and your organization?
Thanks so much, Terrence. So our organization is called For Serious Woman, and I'll spell it for you. It's Virtuous and Mysterious combined. So it's VirstErious Woman.org. You can even Google my name, For Serious Woman will come up, or you can Google For Serious Woman. And if you just give us a look, check our website out, it goes more into detail of what our organization is about and the things that we're doing. And just quickly to piggyback off what Lisa just said about, you know, this is a day-to-day, this is a process. You know, there's a song that I love that says, I may have some scars, but I'm healed. And those scars are there to remind me that what I've gone through, not to repeat it, but it also motivates me to move forward. So every day it's a process. And to whatever woman is out there that is listening or man is out there that is listening to this, don't think that you have to overcome this in one day. It doesn't work like that. It's a process. Every day gets better and better. There are going to be some great days, good days, better days, and bad days. But every day, you get closer and closer towards healing.
Thank you so much. So give them that website one more time.
It's Virstereous, VirstErious woman.org.
All right. Thank you, Daniela, for calling in and sharing your thoughts on this this very deep topic, this very touching topic, this very emotional topic. I appreciate you for what you're doing with the women of Chicago to help them find purpose after going through their pain as well. So thank you so much, all right?
Thank you so much, Terrence.
Thank you.
Not a problem. And Daniela, she's also going to be one of the panelists on the Reign in Your Unstoppable Purpose conference that we're going to be having on October 29th here in Chicago. We're going to have an afternoon panel talking about how they walked in their purpose. So we'll definitely be giving you more information about how you guys can connect with Daniela as well. Going back to Facebook Live, Solandia Hammond said, domestic violence is terrorizing. I've watched some women who have endured. Wow, listen and help me with no judgment. Gwen Jones said, courageous women and trust the process. Anthony Latson, thank you for listening and watching. Maria Bago, thank you for watching. Nicholas Bass Hall, thank you for watching and supporting Lisa and what she's doing with the book. So, ladies, in the brief time we have left, you gave a powerful powerful first steps each of you did, talking about mainly just setting up and being there for me when I need you to be there and listening. But what are some other things that, women, let's talk about the woman who is away from the violence now, but they still may be suffering from that low self-esteem. They may be struggling now. How are they going to take care of the kids? Because many times women stay with the man because the man is the breadwinner, and now they have to make it on their own. What do you say to those women that are on the other side of the domestic violence to encourage them and to help them keep moving forward just one more day, as opposed to going back to what the violence was? And LB, let's start with you, and then we'll end with Lisa.
The most important thing to me is to keep God first. Because without Him, it can't be done. To be honest with you, it can't be done. It can be healed. You can unpack the baggage, and you can be healed. You just have to be careful about not taking it out on the next man that comes along, and that's very important. So
yes,
a lot of times we're not, you know, we want to, you know, you do want to get into another relationship, you do want to remarry, but healing is very important. And I think getting life coaches, whether you get a pastor, counselor, or a psychologist, or whatever, healing is very important. And it is a process. And you can't unpack all of the baggage, and because you don't want to carry hurt, despair, all those things into another relationship. So it's very important. You don't even want to carry that into your relationship with your kids, because like myself, I have three children by my ex-husband. So, of course, we're not bound by, you know, the fact that, you know, domestic violence was an issue in my life. But we still have to be cordial with him because, you know, children by him. So healing is a process. And I think when you have life coaches, when you have people in your life to help you get through that, they can show you how to bridge the gap, you know, in the situation, you know, like him and I having to be cordial because of the kids. The kids are not going to go away. You know, we're going to have children together. We're going to always have children. So counseling and healing and putting God first is very important.
Okay. Lisa, what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that are really echoing what LB just said. Definitely putting God first in your life. I could not have done it on my own. Without God, I would not be where I am today. And really helping your children, you know, heal through the process as well. You know, my kids are still trying to heal through the process and still hold some judgment against me, unfortunately. But I know that through God and through the work that they have to personally do as adults, as young adults and teenagers that they are, you know, that to be healed, it's going to take some time. But just work through it. Work through that process and don't do it alone. Don't do it alone.
Yeah.
All right. Great advice. Don't do it alone. And mm-hmm. healing is definitely important. Take the time to heal and don't do it alone. Look for someone who's willing to listen. Look for someone who's just going to shut up. And look for somebody that's going to be there for you. That's all great points. So, LB, how can they get more information about your nonprofit, Positioned with Purpose?
Okay, they can go to my Facebook page. We're actually in the process of rebuilding the website now, so it should be up, if not this Friday. But they can also go to my Facebook page, it's Positioned with Purpose, And position has an E-D on the end. A lot of people are confused with position. But it's position with purpose.
Okay. And so, Lisa, how can they get in contact with you and get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book?
Yes, they can go to, they can find it, The Text Don't Hurt Anymore, From Abuse to Abundance on Amazon. It's available on ebook and on in paperback. The audio will be out in November. And they can also find me on Facebook as well. I have a Facebook page of The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore. They can reach out to me personally on Facebook as well.
I love it. And, you know, I just got to say, Lisa, we talked about this day. You know, when I remember that phone call so vividly when we were telling you to tell your story. And you said, I'm going to. And it didn't have confidence when we first had that conversation, but you have grown, you have come through on the other side, you are phenomenal, and now you are the epitome of what, you know what I say, you're unstoppable. So thank you for being unstoppable and for helping others with what they're going through as a result.
Thank you. That means so much to me. I remember that phone call as well. That phone call and many others. But that very first one, I definitely remember. And you're right. I didn't have confidence in sharing my story, you know, and the impact that it would have. But I'm very thankful for the support that I've had through you and a couple of other coaches. And I, you know, my favorite quote that you told me from the very beginning was, your story isn't for everybody, but it is for somebody. And when that somebody
Absolutely.
Hears it, they will know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for believing that and drawing on the belief that we had in you until you could have the belief in yourself to get you to this point. So Lisa Hall is the author of The Cuts Don't Hurt Anymore, From Abuse to Abundance. Check her out on the book is on Amazon.com right now. And you can also check her out on her Facebook page, Lisa Hall. LB, Firecracker, Spirit Walker,
yes.
All of that above and all of that in the bag of chips. We pray for your ministry. We pray for your nonprofit as it expands outside of the states and worldwide. It's not just going to be on two coasts. I see it going worldwide. So I claim that for you right now. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for being who you are to others. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for being on the Unstoppable Stories Show. That is a wrap for us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to all who joined us on Facebook Live. Samuel St. Louis, Gwen Cunningham-Jones, Solandia Hammond, Dr. Womack, Dr. West, all of you guys who tuned in. And thank you, Daniela Hopkins Coffee, for calling in. And just thank you guys for listening to the Unstoppable Story Show. And again, we just talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And as we leave you here tonight, I want you to understand that domestic violence is not the end of your story. I want you to understand that after you've gone through the shame and after you've gone through the blame, after you've gone through the hurt and after you've gone through the pain, after you've dealt with the scars and after you have seen the cuts heal, I want you to recognize that you have moved from pain to purpose. And the cuts won't hurt anymore. Instead of those cuts being a badge of shame and blame, now they become a badge of honor and purpose. Because now you can tell your story of how you made it over and how you are on the other side. And as Lisa said, I always like to say that your story isn't for everybody. Everybody is not going to care about domestic violence. As sad and as devastating as it is, there's just some people who ain't going to give a hoot about it. But oh, there is somebody out there right now. There is a 25-year-old LB, mother of two, that is enduring the hurt, that's enduring the pain for her children, looking for that way out. Waiting for you to tell your story of how you made it over so that she can grab onto your story, just like that anchor thrown from a boat, so that she can pull herself out of her situation and to be on the other side. There is a 18-year-old Lisa somewhere cutting aimlessly, just trying to dull the pain of the bruises, of the mental abuse, of the anguish, of the suffering. There is somebody who just doesn't know their way out, and they are trying to take themselves out. But they can hear from you and hear your story, and that is literally going to be the thing that's going to save their life. Share your story about domestic violence. Even if you haven't gotten out of it yet, share your story, because somebody who will hear your story will help you get through your story. You're looking for that person who's ready to listen, and there's a person that's waiting for you to talk. So don't be afraid to do your part so that others can do their part to help you go from pain to purpose, and so that you can live your life on an unstoppable level. I'm Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leffridge. This is the Unstoppable Stories Show. Join us each and every Tuesday night here on Blog Talk Radio, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And as in closing, I always want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that despite the pain, you can find your purpose and be unstoppable. Don't just make it a great day. Make it an unstoppable day. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care.